Lord God, we thank him for the praise and worship that has gone forth in the name of Jesus. And let me say, y'all hear another voice in the background here with me. And that is my neighbor, Mother Esther. She's a member of our Bible study here at the building. And just let me let you get a quick glance over. Just come over. Oh, she said she don't want you to see it. She got her bonnet on. Okay, amen. Anyway, so she's joining us for service today. You know, so praise be unto God. And I'm thankful. I'm happy. Please keep her husband in prayer. He is in
rehab
right now. He's in rehab right now. He's not doing very well at this moment, but we are just believing God for recovery in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning, you know, normally at this particular time, you have Elder Mark who would be speaking and he would be introducing me as the speaker. But I have the honor this morning of introducing him or presenting to him as our speaker this morning. It was over 10 years ago. Let's see. Yeah, but just about 15, almost 15 years now that Mark and Tabika came to the camp. And that's how I met them when they brought their son there. And that's how I met them. And they've been with us ever since, basically. And Mark at one point in time, you know, prayed and spoke to the Lord, and the Lord told him, you know, to serve here, to him and his wife, to serve and to serve me personally as armor bearers. He didn't know about, didn't use the term armor bearers, just that he wanted to serve me. And he and his wife have been doing that faithfully ever since. I've watched the both of them grow in the Word. I've watched them grow in ministry. I've watched them sacrifice and do the things that one does when they submit themselves unto the Lord and submit themselves unto a pastor. So it is with great love, great joy, that I really present to you my son in the spirit, Elder Mark Garnes. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise as we welcome him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen.
To those listening, it's an honor to be with you. Thank you, Apostle, for the lovely words, beloved. I just thank you so much for you. It's truly been a blessing to be a part of this ministry. So it's I'm thanking God for the opportunity to be with you, to be with my family, to just share this word that's on my heart. That I think the Holy Spirit has just set for us a word to just rejuvenate. You know, we go through so many things and you wonder. I look at some of the faces and, you know, from being here for 15 years, I've got to know some of you quite well. And, you know, I know situations in your life just as you know situations in mine. You know, people would look at us and say, how on earth are they still standing? How on earth are they still praising? Danielle, woman of God, when you just said, I'm still trying to get over this bronchitis, so my voice is in and out. When you just said it's been a tough week, but then I still hear your praise, I think, wow, you know, Apostle, I think, you know, the illness that you've been through and the defibrillator and all the different things and the testimony that you told us and so many stories that you've given us, Shelly, for the strength to step out and leave a job, leave comfort and go out and just take on what God has for you. I salute all of you. Kyle, just what you're doing in ministry, man of God, you and your wife. Oh my goodness, the things that I see your children doing, to hear of Logan, how she just, I mean, spurts out the word to combat things. Like, it's, I am just in awe and honor to be a part of a family like this that's just full of people that are standing strong. But when I think of standing strong, I think of the oak tree. So I wanted to share this poem with you before I go into the word and before we get started. But before I share the poem, let me just say a quick word of prayer. Father God, we just bless you. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us the fortitude to stand strong in the midst of the storm as we lean upon you, Lord God. We thank you for all that you are, for your grace, your mercy, your favor, your love, and most of all, your forgiveness, Lord God. We have fallen short each and every day of the call, but you've allowed us to stand back up, to continue on the very path of righteousness for your name's sake, to serve you, to honor, and to represent you. So thank you, Lord God, for looking upon us with favor, Lord God, as you are seated high and looking low upon us. We thank you, Lord God, that you've done so, pouring out in the abundance that is you and you alone. Thank you for this time to share the word that you placed in my heart. I pray that it is a blessing to your people, as well as it has already been a blessing to me to even experience and get an understanding, something different, a new perspective, a new vision, a new outlook. So I thank you, Lord. I honor you and I bless you. And I praise the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I wanted to share this poem with you, and it's actually titled The Oak Tree. The poet's name is Johnny Ray Ryder Jr. And the poem reads, "A mighty wind blew night and day. It stole the oak tree's leaves away. Then snapped its boughs and pulled its bark until the oak was tired and stark, But still the oak tree held its ground while other trees fell all around. The weary wind gave up and spoke, how can you still be standing, oak? The oak tree said, I know that you can break each branch of mine in two, carry every leaf away, shake my limbs and make me sway. But I have roots stretched into the earth, growing stronger since my birth. You'll never touch them, for you see they are the deepest part of me. Until today, I wasn't sure of just how much I could endure. But now I've found, with thanks to you, I'm stronger than I ever knew."
Amen.
It made me think, what is it about the oak tree? So I was looking at some images, and I saw an image of an oak tree. Believe it or not, an oak tree. There was a picture online. One of them was 1,000 years old.
Wow.
Still standing. Another was 800 years still standing. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, like to put that in perspective, there's four seasons a year. That means that oak tree that's 1,000 years old went through 4,000 seasons of change.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. 4,000 changing weather conditions, seasons of thunderstorms and times of drought, bugs attacking, pollution, animals, just everything that would seem like it would tear it down. But then their favorite were days of rain where it was just rejuvenated by rain and blessed with sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
How did it survive all of that? And I think when I look at you, how did you survive all of that? Let's be real. I mean, we all have all kinds of storms we face. I mentioned just a few, but I mean, we know it. Without going into everyone's testimony, we all know we're facing storms. The Davis household bombarded by, Ian's injury, but look at the miraculous change. Look at the man God's praising. And thank thanking God. There's stories that some of us don't know about one another that are just a blessing of a testament of how we walked through and how we've gone through the storms, how we've gone through the trials, how we've gone through the things. Mm-hmm. And, I found out something amazing when I was looking at the oak tree. The oak tree is a very special species of tree. Most trees, their roots, they grow, they go straight down, but they grow outward. Mm. And they just go way farther out than the canopy. But the oak tree actually looks like the roots. So above ground, what grows above ground actually looks like the roots. I was like, wow. So tell me about the oak tree. Like, how did it stand when the leaves are ripped off by the wind? When the branches break under ice and, under ice storms and weight, when it's nearly pulled from the ground during a hurricane, when all the trees around are falling and the changing conditions, it's in drought in some seasons, rain in others, it's the same way you're created to withstand the storms that you've been facing each and every day, to withstand some of the storms that you're facing right now, that you're actually in the back of your mind, even as you're listening to me praying to God, God, how am I going to get through this? God, how am I going to make it through this? I mean, you got attacks on your home, your finances, your kids, your marriage, your ministry, your health. The woman of God, I'm sorry, forgive me, that's with you, Apostle, her husband in rehab. You know, how do you stand strong and still have praise in the midst of all of that? And so I kind of want to talk to you.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yes. I want to talk to you from a theme today of it's all about the roots. Go with me to Matthew 13, and I'm going to start at verse 3. And I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Forgive me. And it says, he told many stories in the form of parables, such as this one. Listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, some fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plants soon wilted under the hot sun. And since they did not have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil and they produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. I want you to look at verse 6 again. But the plants soon wilted under the hot sun. Under their conditions, under the extreme temperatures, they wilted. Since they did not have deep roots, they died. See, you know, Jesus talked in a lot of parables. Like, he taught everything in parables. And it causes, for me, when I read the parables, it wants me, I need like a deeper understanding. I want to go deeper. I want to find out what's the meaning and search for more. So even the disciples, when he was talking in parables, they asked further in verse 10, and we're reading still in verse chapter 13, verse 10, the disciples said, his disciples came to them, came and asked him, why do you use parables when you talk to the people? He replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom, but others are not. To those who listen to my teachings, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. We know the value of knowledge, because those without vision, those without knowledge, those without understanding, they will perish. But for those who are not listening, even what a little understanding they have will be taken away from them. So I'm taking you through chapter 13 for just some context, but I want you to really look down at how Jesus explains the parable in verse 18. Now listen to the explanation of the parable of the farmer planting seeds. The seeds that fell on the footpath represent those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand. Then the evil one comes and snatches the seeds that was planted in their hearts. The seed on the rocky soil represents those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. Now, here's what I would need you to see today. Here's what I really need you to see. Verse 21. But since they don't have deep roots, they don't last long. They fall away as soon as they have problems or are persecuted for believing God's word. The New King James Version says, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. See, you know, we're going to come up to some things we've got to endure. We're going to come up to some suffering. We're going to come up to some pain. The issue is, how do we deal with it? How do we stand strong? How do we still praise? Do we still pray, or do we get back in a corner and shudder and say, Lord God, I just don't know what to do? Or do we lean upon the word of God? Do we lean upon the promises of God that tell us how we can survive? I asked you a few minutes ago, how did the oak tree survive? And I said, it's all about the roots. When the drought came, its roots were deep enough for it to find nourishment. When everything dried up, when the topsoil, the top surface looked like there was nothing there, the deep roots were able to find the moisture that it needed to survive. When the wind blew and when the winds blew, the roots were deep enough for it to hold on. Like, how did it hold on in that mighty storm that seemed like it would topple it over? Like it would be imminent death. All the other trees were ripped up, but its deep roots held it strong. That's the same thing for you, your deep roots. But what are the roots I'm talking about? The roots are the word of God. Saints of God, we need to get rooted and anchored in the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
That's my God for us, so we can be rooted in the midst of the storm. Yeah. Because when the winds come, and yes, they are coming. When the storm comes, yes, it is coming. When the drought comes, yes, it will happen. There's going to be a drought. Because today might feel good, but tomorrow may be terrible.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We look and we walk with expectancy for the bad, but we forget how good we really have it and how strong we are built to stand. I look at you, you know, Lady Tina, you said something to me so many years ago when you were working at SSA in the licensing division. I was talking to you and you were talking to me. We used to just meet up in the hallway. Sometimes you could see me walking by or I'd see you. We just greet one another. But you were talking about how you felt under the attack of people. And someone was literally just, it's like they just couldn't stop picking with you. And I told you then it was because they see what's on you and they don't like it. They saw the spirit of God on you. They didn't like it. They wanted to tear that down. But you told me you would stand strong because you knew who God was. They don't know who your God was, who your God is, but you do. And when you told me that, it made me think like, wow, this little short stature lady is standing strong in the midst of her attacks. And that's what I see in all of you. Nikki, yeah. I don't know you very well, but I know you face storms. But every time I see you on this line, you have a smile on your face. When I see you in the hallway, the woman of God greeted me in the hallway. I didn't even realize it was, I had my mask on, you know, COVID covered up. And I'm walking, and she says, hey, and I'm like, so she had the mask. I'm like, you don't know me. I was like, oh, yes, I hear you. But woman of God, the smile that you carry in the midst of your storm says you're deep rooted. Lady Suprema, you and Minister Brian have been through so much. But the fact that you're still here and praising what praying for people says you're deep rooted.
Yes, 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 yes.
You need to know and understand applications of scripture in your life. Like when you're facing a drought, when you're facing that dry time, Isaiah 58 and 11 says, the Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Woman of God, who see with apostle, your husband will be revived.
Ooh. Thank you, Lord.
Rehab is rebuilding.
Yes.
When the storms feel like that, when you think about your situation and you feel like you're going to die, Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not evil, to give you a future and a hope. God's telling you right there, it's not over. It might feel like it's over, but it's not.
Amen.
I'm giving you a future
and hope. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody, just because the doctor gave a death sentence. It's not over. The doctor told me three times I'd be dead already.
Yes.
I'm here.
Yes.
And I'm praising God.
Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
When sickness overtakes your body, 1 Peter 2:24 says, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that when having died the sins, might live for righteousness. By whose stripes you are healed.
Yes.
You are healed. It didn't say you might be healed.
Glory, glory.
It didn't say possibly you're going to get through it. It says you are healed. There's a positive, there's a declaration that it says you are healed.
Yes.
So when you feel sickness, you scream that out. I am healed.
I am here.
I am here. God is trying to tell you, no, the enemy's a deceiver. The enemy will have you wrapped into the belief that, no, I'm not going to make it through. No, mm-hmm. I'm not healed. No, my mm-hmm. situation is over. The bark's being ripped off. My tree limbs are breaking off.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got years to go, standing strong.
Yes.
In the midst of the storm.
Standing strong.
Yes.
When your heart's broken from what you face, Psalms 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wound.
Mm-hmm.
You've been wounded, saints of God. Mm-hmm. You've been hurt. You've been mm-hmm. torn down yeah. from the friend who betrayed your trust. Mm-hmm. From the husband who may have cheated. The wife who mm-hmm. wasn't there when you needed her. The kids who disrespected you. The family mm-hmm. that fell away from you.
Mm-hmm.
But he binds up the wound. Mm-hmm. And he'll bind up that relationship.
Yes, yes,
and it
yes.
may take years. But when you leave it in the hands of God, is taken care of. Saints, you need deep roots in the midst of your problems. So when the seasons change, and once again, yes, they will. We agree on that. The seasons will change. Things are going to happen. When conditions are favorable one day and terrible the next, when it feels like the storm's ripping your very skin off your bones, you will have faith and endurance because you're rooted and you have a different perspective. James 1, 2 through 4 says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. Mm-hmm. How do I consider it an opportunity for joy?
Yeah.
Because God gives a different perspective. Mm-hmm. God doesn't let you see hurt in the midst of your suffering. He lets mm-hmm. you see the builder. He lets yeah. you see the conquering. He lets you see the overcoming. Because verse 3 says, for you know that when faith is tested, your faith will be tested.
Yes.
Your endurance has a chance to grow. That means your fortitude,
yes,
your strength has a chance to grow. See, one day, Apostle Linda Hart asked a question, and one of our exercises that she was teaching, what animal would you like to be like? And I said a shark. She asked me why. And I said, because a shark never stops growing. It doesn't mm-hmm. stop growing until the day it dies.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith is tested every day. Mm-hmm. Every day.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Even on your deathbed, your faith will still be tested.
Mm-hmm.
You know it was.
Mm-hmm.
Your faith will still be tested. But your endurance will continue to grow when you're deep mm-hmm. So verse 4 in James says, so let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete and need nothing. Because mm-hmm. you know why you need nothing? Because then you're depending on God totally.
That's
you're not
right.
leaning on your
That's
own understanding.
Right. You're right.
You're not about your situation from the flesh, from the spirit within you. You're standing mm-hmm. strong and say, God, I know you, God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm believing you, God, and I trust you. I believe you, God. I know that you have it.
Yes, I do.
Deep-rooted, you last through the storm. Deep-rooted, you know your help comes from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Deep-rooted, mm-hmm. you trust and follow God even when it doesn't make sense.
Amen.
Even when it doesn't feel right. Proverbs 3:5, I'm going to read verses 5 through 6 is one of our memory scriptures. But I want you to hold on to this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding.
Amen.
Seek his ways in all you do.
Seek his ways.
Yes. And he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Don't be impressed on how much you've made it through the storm. Think about what storm, how he's brought you through the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and healing for your bones.
All right.
So how do we get rooted? How do we get rooted? Many of you standing strong. Mm-hmm. How did you get there? By depending on the word of God. Verse 12, Matthew 13 says, to those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given and they will have an abundance of knowledge.
Right.
Leaning on the teachings in the word of God.
That's what we do.
Will mm-hmm. help you stand deep rooted in the midst of your situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It will help you to walk through the very challenges that somebody looks at you and says, how on earth can they stand? It's impossible for that person to stand up through this. Danielle, There's another mother who right now says it's impossible for me to stand and praise and uplift my son while he's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But you do it each and every day with a smile.
Mm-hmm.
A strength smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, we at New Vision are blessed. We are part of a teaching ministry.
Yeah,
if you open your heart, your mind will be flooded.
Thank you.
Flooded.
Yes, yes.
I mean, with rivers of information
mm-hmm.
to digest, to take in, to hold on to apply to your life. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get training in discipleship, foundations on Christian doctrine, understanding our gift. Before, I've been to church all my life. Before I went to New Vision, I never knew about gifting. I never knew what my gift meant. I never knew what my hobbies and the things that I liked were an expression of the gifts that were in me and helped me to realize the strength that I had to walk through things. Shelly, you're a gifted woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here you get fed. Your gift gets fed. And it's wrapped up in love. Like,
yeah.
this some like some Smurf kind of love. Like, this is some extra kind of love here. But woman of God, thank you, Apostle, because you are the reason. You are the, I have no other way to put this, but the backbone that's mm-hmm. held a family of love together. So
yes,
hands
yes.
off to you, woman of God, for being Amen. The servant that you are.
Amen.
And she pours into us and has helped many of us to find the strength, the not only the spiritual, but even the physical and emotional strength that we never knew was in us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about y'all. Like I said, I mean, I get fed. I eat good here. I eat good. I get nervous. And some of y'all might not go to the table, but I'm staying at the table. This Amen. Multiply, oh my God. This hit him?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you haven't got on a bandwagon, you better eat these last few chapters. The blessing that comes,
thank you, God.
When you get rooted in the Word of God.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
When you understand the foundation. I've got a, in my backyard, I've got a wall that's falling away. And I was talking to my wife about the wall, about how to rebuild this retainer wall, to hold up all this dirt that's eroding away from the storms, from the rain, from the washout. There has to be a footing first before you can build this block wall.
Mm-hmm.
So this footing has to be poured deep and set. It's a concrete footing that's poured deep. It's like 4 inches wide and six mm-hmm. inches deep, but it's below ground.
Mm-hmm. So that
when the ground even moves, it's stable enough that the brick can stand on it
stable.
And hold up
mm-hmm.
the weight of the weight that's going to be upon it. See, God knows you're going to have weight on it.
Yes.
God purposed you to have weight on you.
Thank
God
you.
Built you to carry a cross.
Yes, yes.
But he gives you a foundation to stand on so that when everything around you is pushing on your cross, pushing mm-hmm. on your wall, you can stand strong because Thank you're God. Resting on foundation.
Yes, Lord, stand strong.
When you're built up, when you're growing from deep roots, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter what the winds look like. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter what the storm looked like.
Yes,
it doesn't right. matter who fell beside you.
All right.
What stands is you like the great oak in the midst of your storm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, sadly, some people will never take heed to what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You'll right. be complacent enough to sit right where they are. Get a word on Sunday, suffer through the week. Come mm-hmm. back for another word on Sunday, suffer through the week.
Mm.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I tell you this in closing. If you want to outlast the storm, it's all about throughs.
Amen. Yes, right. Amen. Yes. Amen. Praise yes. God. Hallelujah.
God
Hallelujah.
God be
Praise Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. We truly thank you so much for the word, son. Thank you. That's right, daughter. That's right. I tell you, he did an awesome, awesome job. I'm telling you, those roots, you know, rooted and you're connected, go deep down, you know, out to the side, clinging on, you know, the roots. So the trees that bend, but they won't break.
Right.
That's right. We'll bend, but we won't break. Praise be unto God. So I just truly thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Yeah. And to those that are listening on the internet, that word was meant for you too. You know, it doesn't mean because you're not sitting here with us at this particular time that you cannot partake in this, but you too can be like that oak tree. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that's the beginning of getting rooted and grounded. Praise be unto God. Come to the Lord, ask him to come into your life. Acknowledge the fact that you do need the Lord as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And when he becomes your Lord and Savior, then plant yourself in the word of God, which is your nourishment, as you become that tree that is planted by living waters.
Yeah.
And I do thank the Lord for it, for the righteousness, hallelujah, of the Lord, for the righteousness of the Lord be upon you. So anyone that doesn't know the Lord, this would be your time to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yes.
You can put it in the text, the chat box, you know, that I need to accept God as my Savior. We will pray for you. Again, those that are doing it on the net, you just ask the Lord to come into your heart, knowing that you need a Savior, repent for your sins and accept him. And know then that you transfer from being a sinner to being a child of God. You are a child of God. And we do thank the Lord for it. Praise be unto God. Let's give the Lord a praise one more time for the word that we heard today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. That's the word. Amen.
Thank